Elhamdülillah Rabbil Alemin. Estağfurullah ellezî lâ ilâhe illâhu vel hayyul kayyûm ve etûb ileyh. Veslevü tevbete vel mağfirete vel hidayete innehu ettevâbur rahîm. Vaffu enna ya kerîm, vaffu enna ya kerîm, vaffu enna ya kerîm. Vahfirlina bi fazlike ya Rahman ya Rahim, ya Meliki ya Kudüsü ya Hafız ya Allah. El evveli Allah, el ahiri Allah, el zahiri Allah, el batini Allah, hayrihi ve şerrihi min Allahu Teala. Ve eşhedü en la ilahe illallah vahdehu la şerike leh. Ve eşhedü enne Muhammeden abduhu ve resuluhu. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Resulallah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Habiballah. Esselatu vesselamu aleyke ya Seyyidel Evveline vel Ahirin. İşverena ya Şefi'el Müzdilin. Bir rahmetike Erhamer Rahimin. Kalallahu Teala fi kitabul aziz. Evzu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Fe'abudillahi muhlisen lehu eddin. Allahu Teala says in the Quran al-Kerim, so serve Allah, being sincere to Him in obedience. And Allahu Teala says in Hadith Qudsi, ikhlas, sincerity, is a secret amongst my secrets. I place it in the hearts of those who I love. In a place, in a country where no one has ever heard or seen an elephant, a man found an elephant and brought him into a dark room. And he invited the people of that country to come and see the elephant. So obviously in the dark they couldn't see the elephant. They touched him. Someone touched its nose and said, elephant is a hose. Someone touched its tail and said, an elephant is a rope. Someone touched his ear and said, an elephant is a blanket. Someone touched its leg and said, an elephant is a column. Someone touched its body and said, an elephant is a wall. Like that, when I look at the mirror, I see a creature. He's got a big nose and a beard, obviously old, full of wrinkles, on the fat side. So I call it, which I see in the mirror, an old man. But it is my own house and my mirror, so I figure that I am a homeowner, and next door is my wife, so I must be a husband. Yesterday I saw my daughter, I must be a father, and I know that she has got children, I must be a grandfather. And next door, when I am looking at the mirror, there is a room in which I make paintings. So I must be a painter. And today is Friday. I am going to go and give a khutbah. So I am a preacher. All this, I think, is me. But There are lots of old men in the world, and fathers and husbands and grandfathers and painters and preachers. Which one of them is I? All I want is to see a Muslim in the mirror when I look at it. How does a Muslim look? Should I grow a long beard and put on a turban and put myself in funny clothes to look like a Muslim? Or some people have mark of prayer, they say, on their forehead. But I know so many people, my own sheikhs, extremely devout, they made their prayers all the time. They never had this mark on their head. I don't know how do they do it. Maybe rub it with sandpaper. Maybe I should do that to look like a Muslim. How does a Muslim look? How do we know that we are a Muslim when we look at ourselves in the mirror? We read the Quran al-Kareem and Allah Ta'ala says, أَقَامُ السَّلَاةِ أَتَاءَ السَّكَاتِ عَمَلِ صَالِحَا. Those who make their prayers and those who pay their zakat and who make their prayers and go to the Hajj, they are Muslims. But those are actions which I cannot see in the mirror. Even if I did them 5 times prayer, my prayers a day, and fast during Ramadan. And indeed, many times I went to Hajj. But where does it show? They say that our religion has a Sharia. And he who follows that Sharia finds the felicity in this life and in the hereafter. And the Sharia consists of 3 principles. Ilm, knowledge, amal, action, putting your knowledge into action. And the third one is the key. It's called ikhlas, sincerity. I know things. You also know things about our religion. And I do some of the things which I know that I should do, and you too do certain things which we are told to do. I fast during the Ramadan, and when I'm fasting during the Ramadan, I make a niyyah. I say, I am going to fast today for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. That is my niyyah, my intention. My intention is good, but then it occurs to me that I may also perhaps lose some weight during fasting. Gone! I make my prayers at the end of my prayers. I pray to Allah Ta'ala that I've got this terrible cold. Please let me get rid of it. God. I go to the Hajj and buy for my wife. There are all these jewelry stores. Those of you who have gone to the Hajj, you must have seen. I buy gifts of golden bracelets and such. Gone. Where is the ikhlas? This is the key. I do good deeds, but I want it to be recognized, to be thanked for. Gone. When and if are we ever going to be sincere? Allah Ta'ala says that it is one of his secrets that he places it in the heart of the ones who he loves. Maybe we are not lovable enough. Ikhlas also has three principles. The first one is the niyyah. And indeed, very often, all of us, we do our prayers, we do our fasting, we pay our zakat, and we do good deeds with good intentions, but admit, ibadallah, immediately it somehow becomes violated with something worldly, with a desire of getting something else except Allah Ta'ala's rida. Then it is said that the second principle of ikhlas is sidq. What is sidq? Truthfulness, unconditional obedience, total submission. In the ayat, so serve Allah, being sincere to Him in obedience. Are we obedient? Why do we wish to be obedient? Because we fear Him? Because we want a return from Him for the obedience which we perform? Or do we simply obey because we are His servant? When Nimrod threw Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam into the fire from the he's flying up in the air, Jibril alayhi salam came to Ibrahim alayhi salam and he said, "Ya Ibrahim, should I ask Allah Ta'ala to help us?" "Nay," said Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, "He knows what is happening and He wills what is happening, and I let His will become actualized." And when he did say that, he fell into the fire, and the fire turned into a rose garden. That attitude of Hazreti İbrahim aleyhisselam is called Makam-ı İbrahim or Makam-ı Rıza. No matter what happens, no matter who I am, to show pleasure, because whatever comes, hayrihi ve şerrihi, comes from Allahu Teala. So the day that I will look at the mirror and I will see the truth of myself with all its ugliness and imperfection, and I will not go to the doctor because I am not happy with my long nose to make it shorter, or I am not going to go and diet because I am fat, and I am not going to resent it because I am old, that I accept it all. Whatever happens to me is well pleasing to me because it comes from He who created me and who kept me. That is, ibadallah, when we will see a Muslim in the mirror, inshallah. Ya Rabbi, unworthy that we are. We know that you have created us in the best form and shape, and we have tyrannized ourselves and reduced ourselves into the state of Asfal as-Safilin. Ya Rab, we come begging you. Ya Rabbi, teach us the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless us with the adab of Quran and the adab of
Quran. Amen.
Allah, Ya Rab, when the day will come that we will give out our last breath, and on that occasion, with that last breath, enable us to say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. Ya Rabbi, do not abandon us from your servanthood.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, keep us together with you and together with each other.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, increase the love in our hearts for you and for the ones who you love.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, create the love in our hearts for each other.
Amen.
And create the Ummati Muhammad as one single being once again.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.